It's time now for your letters, and we begin with a correction to a story about Texas Governor Rick Perry and capital punishment. Our report said a Texas governor may only grant a 30-day reprieve to an execution if the Board of Pardons and Parole recommends it. But in fact, it is up to the governor, who possesses an absolute power, to grant a one-time 30-day stay of execution.
Next, your reaction to a remembrance of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. Yesterday, we heard from people at Apple stores about their relationships with Apple products.
Like, I came down today because my phone stopped working, and it's like absolute panic to not have it. It's like an Apple product is an extension of yourself.
Well, some of you felt the Steve Jobs story deserves more critical distance. Lance Doyle of Walla Walla, Washington writes, "While I feel for his family, I find it very peculiar that so much time has been spent on Steve Jobs in the last couple of days." Mr. Doyle adds, "I heard one gentleman this evening comparing him to Edison, Tesla, and Ford, maybe. Another gentleman stated that all technologists revere him. Baloney."
Other listeners offered their own Apple tales. Gina Deal of East Wenatchee, Washington writes, "During our 26 years of marriage, we have owned countless Apple computers, iPods, iPads, and iPhones. As I washed the dishes and listened to your broadcast tonight, I had tears in my eyes. Thank you, Steve Jobs."
Thank you for your letters. Please keep them coming. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.